We are learning Masechta Ksubas Daf Nunam and Beis, and we are beginning the last line of Daf Nunam and Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that Medus Doros of Rav Elazar ben Chamin, that we make a dimyon between the mezainus that you give the daughters and the Yerusha that the sons get. So the Gemara says, so we attached the Mishnah already what it means. It means the Benin Dichrin, the Ksubas Benin Dichrin are similar to the mezainus of Benin Nukvin. So Yosef Rav Yosef kamei the Rav Amnunav Yosef Amnunav v'kama v'kashem she'ena bonim yerushim elam al karka. Just like bonim, when they have Yerusha, they only get Yerusha of karka. Kach ena bonis is only selam al karka. Even in a time when you have to give mizaynus, which means like suvus benin nukvim, when you have, it means when a person dies and he leaves over girls, he has to give them panos, he has to give them mizaynus. It only is min al karka. So obviously, kuli alma the shavik aru the arsele, but now Yerusha only happens by karka. That's when you get Yerusha. The lo shavik aru, if he doesn't leave over property li arsele, but now the children don't have Yerusha. Yerusha only is by metaltel, not by karka. Only by karka, not by metaltel. What are you talking about? He's saying just like Yerusha is only by karka, so mezonos only comes from karka. What do you mean? Yerusha is by everything. Omle Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says to Rav Amnuna, but Dilma Ksuvas bin Dichrin Kama Mar, maybe mean Ksuvas bin Dichrin, that there is only my karka. Amalei, yeah, Mar the Gava Rabu Yadamai Kabina. You who are a big person, you know what I was talking about. Which means like this. There's something called Ksuvas binin Dichrin, which means, Rashi gives the whole example. The example is like this. Someone is married to two wives, and one wife's Ksuva is bigger than the other one, or the case is that one of them has more children than the other one. And both wives die before the husband. So now the wives never got their ksuba because the husband was still alive. When the husband dies, the children whose ksuba is worth more, either because they're less kids or because there's more ksuba, they say, we don't want to just make Yerusha all the 10 boys together. We want to have the 4 and the 6. The 4 boys want their mother's ksuba, and the 6 boys want their mother's ksuba. Six boys are not happy about that. The 4 boys want their mother's ksuba. So luck is, it's called Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. They have this other money that's left over for Yerusha, besides for the Ksuba money, they each get their mother's Ksuba, and the rest is split up as Yerusha. That's called Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. So it's saying, Kishem, that Ksuvas Ben Dichrin is only a din in karka. Same thing, why is it only a din in karka? Because anything that's Tanai Ksuba is only in the karka. Anything that's Tanai Ksuba only has a Shiva in the karka. Only has a Shiva in the karka. So just like Ksuvas Ben Dichrin is only Minai Karka, Ksuvas Ben Nukvin is also only Minai Karka. That's what he meant to say. And he didn't stand that. Now, just agav, it says that Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Nuna. It sounds like Rav Nuna was the Rebbe. And Rav Yosef was the Katam of Rav Nuna. Tais says, Akasha, that it's Mavuya and Kedusha, not like that. Tais says, maybe it was two Rav Nunas. Back upon him, that's our Gemara here. So now the Gemara is going to go into a discussion. Do you give Mizoinis to the Bonais from other places besides for Karka? Which means, again, that when a father is alive, he's not Mechuyiv to support his daughters. But after he dies, he does have to support his daughters, and he has to give them also an adunya to get married. There's two dinim. Mezainis while they're alive, while they're ketanim until they become begeras, ketanim until they become begeras, or until they get married. And also, for the chasin, also you have to leave over an adunya. You take it from den chasin. Om Rav Chiyah Bar Yosef. Rav zon mechita dalia. Rav was sustained the daughters from chitay dalia, from the chitim from dalia. Now, what does that mean exactly? Gemara is two pshatim what that means. Eboy lehu parnosa havia, was it in the dunya? It was not an aliyah, umay aliyah. Me eluya the av. How much the av is worth? The Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, the parnosa shom ba'av. When it comes to parnosa, Rashi says, Rashi more to the bottom. Rashi says, oimdim lefi vaturusa shalav. He's not alive anymore, but you oimdim dice. How generous was the father? Or if he comes to Zuzay, imhoya kayam kachacha yonais lehem, nechas lalu. This time, if he'd be alive, you give this much. Give him the shamina mekakoyim. Since it's the oimedaitai, how much he would give? So it makes a difference. Karka metaltem. You give him either one. So zom mechit aliyah was talking about panos. Oh, he didn't mazayin ma'am. He meant mazaynus. Have him. My aliyah medvarim toyim shem aliyah. Something like the good things he said in the aliyah. Don't revis vayosef aliyah skinu sheyu banos nazaynus menam taltem. And they were masakin in the aliyah. Usually that was the place they always had these gatherings in order to have quiet. So there the Masaki that the bonus are nezoinus from mitaltalim, even from mitaltalim, and not like the memory we said before that they're not Yerush, only Yerush Makar, they only get mezoinus from Karka. Here we see that according to one side, Rav held to get mezoinus from mitaltalim means you could be mitzi from the mitaltalim of the Yerusha for the mezoinus. even though usually metaltim are not mashubit something, the ksuba only karkoyis, but here he allowed it. As it was the kana debating that aliyah. So it's two of self and rab. Toshima, the start being a raya. But yodid the rabbi Manoya, chuyi the rabbi chiyah ba'ava, have metaltim the yasme. Rabbi Manoya, his job was to be a avachopis. He was in charge of the money. And so he had all the metaltim of the yasme. Also, kveda Shmuel, he came from Shmuel, he said, how should I give it out? Amalei, zil zoin, go give him zoinis. My love doesn't it mean lemezoin? It means like mezoinus. Yitzchak or Yosef sphere line. Holy Yitzchak or Yosef, who said at the Koran and Aliyah, they made that you give mezoinus even from a tautlum. Lo, he also parnasa hava. Yoshmula tamei, dam shmula parnasa shom bav. For an adunya, you shots up, you estimate how much the av would give. So upon him, the word is really specific. Both in Rav and in Shmuel, if you are allowed to give mezoinus from the nichsim metaltum, from the metaltum. Have a ben Adoy, v'don dayni din Adoy. There was a story in Adoy, and Adoy they paskin lozim benanim metaltim to give mezayis from metaltim. For Pumdisa, the story in Pumdisa, v'agvei Rav Chana bar Bizna, and Rav Chana bar Bizna also gave out metaltim for mezayis. Only Rav Nachman zil ahadu, go and give back that money, take back that money. You know, because on that din, if not, I'll make you pay for it. I'm going to collect your house from you, your palace from you. I'll make you pay for it. Talk the bottom Taisvis. What's pshat? Toyim v'var mishda choshtu v'av Nachman. It's a toyim v'var mishda. He said, who would have asked for Yechel HaChzadin? He himself could have done that. El Shabbat Adinim, lo yehoshayim aloy, kamel adiyonim. They wouldn't listen to him. So Taisvis is saying the over the Gemara, the Gemara stuck al pala. This is called toyim v'var mishda. So we just had Rav and Shmuel Masupik, whatever in short Rav and Shmuel holds. Where's the Mishnah? What's the Tayyid Va Mishnah? And even more, later on we have a Tana even holds like that. They allow to collect from Mizernis from Metalflim. So what's going on over here? So it's a little shred. Chazirish asked the Kasha. One of the Mahalchim are is that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that we compare it to Benin Dikrin, to regular case of Tanai Ksuba. And since that's the ikar pshat is that the tanaik suba is only mishuba the karka, you only collect from karka. If you want to collect from talatim, you have to be sure. If it's a suffik, then it's considered tayyib av mishta. If you have a klara halacha that this is similar to ksuba's been dichrin, and we know ksuba's only gets from karka, so if you want to change it, you got to be sure. If you're not changing, if you're not sure, and you go ahead with that din, that's called tayyib av mishta. That's one of pshatim, but it's still a aura. So the Gemara Vayta, Rav Elazar Savar Lemezim Metaltim. Rav, let's skip the Gemara. Rav Amir Rasi Savar Lemezim. I want to see why you're listening. Rav Amir Rasi Savar Lemezim Metaltim. Rav Amir Rasi thought that maybe they're gonna give mezuzahs from Metaltim. Omar Lahu Rav Yaakov Eidi Milsa Rav Yechem Ashlokish LeOvda BaOvda. He says Milsa Rav Yechem Ashlokish LeOvda. Atan Ovda BaOvda. They were Talmidim Rav Yechem Ashlokish. He said you never saw them doing such a halacha. You never saw them collecting from, giving mezonos from a taltim. You're going to do them up to yourself? Rav Elazar Savar, lemezon mim taltim. Rav Elazar thought maybe he would be mezon mim taltim. Omar Farah B'Shim Mel Yochim, Rebbe, Yedani B'Bach, She'en Midas Adin Ata Yisra, El Midas Rachmanas. I know that what you're doing is not Miradin, El Midas Rachmanas. El Shemar Yirut, but don't do it anyway. See, if we have one Gemara said that he didn't see Yerikim Shlokas do it, don't do it. Another Gemara, Elazar wanted to do it. So Shimon Malakim said, you know, I know if you give Mizanis Metaltim, you're not doing it because you think that's a din. You're doing it because you have Rachmanis on the daughters. But the problem is like this, I'll tell you. You shouldn't do that. While Shema Yiru Ha Tamidim V'yikvu Halacha Odairis. Maybe Tamidim will see it V'yikvu Halacha Odairis. And they're going to think that's the Halacha. So you shouldn't do it. Even though you're doing it as Rachmanis, you shouldn't do it. Who does the command of Rav Yosef? Omar lahu, havu lo metamri da abudya. Someone came to Rav Yosef and said, we have to give mezainis to the daughters. What should we do from the estate? So he said, give him from the tamri, from the dates that are on the machtzelas, which means the dates fall off the tree. I guess that's the way you harvest it. And they fall onto this mat on the floor. And that's where they collect the tamarim, they collect the dates. So he said, give him from those dates, which are metaltim. Omle Abaya, so Abaya told Rav Yosef, why are you doing that? Ilu Baal Chayv Hava, Ki Ay Gavna, Mi Avi Yavle. If the Baal Chayv came to collect now from the Chayv that they have it from before, would they collect from the Metaltam? No. Only thing that's Meshuvah is the karka. And even a Baal Chayv has more kayach. The halacha is, a Baal Chayv, he didn't let it collect from Meshuvadim. He didn't let it collect from things they sold. The Baal Chayv has more power than a regular. From bonus, you don't collect Meshuvadim. That's the halacha, you don't collect Meshuvadim. So even a Baal Chayv, if you collect from Meshuvadim, you wouldn't give him a Metaltam, and give him a Metaltam to the bonus, to the Mezainis of the daughters. Only by Il Baal Chayv, have a Kiha Gavin, Miav Yavlei, Mar, you would give Amalei. So Rabbi said, what I meant to say is that Chazil of Buddha Kamina. I meant it was still attached to the tree, but it was almost, it was ripe already, it was ready to fall into the Buddha. But if I'm telling you, collect from a Chubba. Afraid the Gemara Kasha, Soiv, call him and look at the Gozdami. If it already is ripened, it's not considered a Chubba. And for the Gemara, the Tricha Ladikla Ka'amina. I'm talking about something that needed still, the palm tree still needed a Dekel, so since it needed it, it's still considered Mechubber. Still considered Mechubber. Zok the Gemara Vayit, one more Gemara here, at least one more Gemara. Who Yosem V'yasem would also come to Rava? A Yosem V'yasem came to Rava to collect. It was really the Nechasim of Yad Apotropos, and the brother gets money from the Apotropos because it's his Yerusha. Just we have someone who's overseeing the estate. But here, they came to Rava and said, how should we, you know, what should we take? You know, what should the Apotropos give us? Who Yosem V'yasem would also come to Rava? Amlu Rava, Halul Yosem V'shul Yosem. Give extra to the Yosem for the Mezonis of the Yosem. Only Rabban Rava, Vamar Dom, Vakakarkoi, Vlemit Dotli. You know, all I'm holding on to is Metalta, I don't have a karka. Why should I give him Mezonis? Vamar Dom, Makarka Lemetalti, Bainle Mezoni, Bainle Ksuba, Ubainle Panosa. Omalahu, he said all three things. You only collect from karka, not metaltim, all tanaik suba. Tanaik suba, only thing that's meshuba to the tanaik suba, to the ksuba, is the karka, not metaltim. So malahu, ilu rotsa shifkal shamshay. If you had to hire someone to take care of them, milu avinale, you wouldn't pay the shifcha. Kol shekein hachadik atarati. Of course, these sisters who are taking care of them, taking care of the house, and they're the sister also. Of course, I would give them mezonos from the metaltim. Therefore, he said, I would like to give metaltim, I give mezonos from the metaltim, give the yosim extra in order to support the daughters.